This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Oh, yeah.
It's still funny.
Never gets
week
old.
On.
Morena Agnes.
Hi, Morena.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. That, I'm excited.
That little jingle was in my head for a week.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Be in there
literally.
For another one.
I mean, we've been hearing it every day, and I'm not sick of it yet.
I still think it's the funniest thing we've ever done.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. Okay, this is how we brew it. In case anyone is unaware, we've got a lovely new coffee sponsor, 8:30, and we have Agnes here from 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday we catch up and we talk about coffee. And there's a lot to talk about, so we've sort of chosen to speak a little bit about the process of how coffee beans get from growing on trees to our cups, which is a long process, eh?
Super long process. And very specific to the country as well.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay.
What do I start with? Woof. So there is a few different species of coffee.
Mm.
You've probably heard of Arabica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
That's what we drink,
right. Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
It comes from Ethiopia.
Mm.
Not sure if you knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
So that's the birthplace of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And funnily enough, I think it's also birthplace of humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So coincidence?
Meant to be.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it was a match made in heaven.
So, and it still grows completely wild in Ethiopia.
Wow,
there are some farms now and so on, but and some selected varieties. But there are species, right? And then there are varieties. Like in wine, you have all these different grapes.
Right.
Same with coffee.
Okay.
And every single cherry bean or variety is gonna taste different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones in Ethiopia are really unique.
Mm.
And they're mind-blowing. It's probably a stepping stone for people to get into specialty coffee because it tastes totally different, totally, completely different. It's so floral. Finally, you understand what means floral in coffee. Whoa, flowers in your face, you know? Purple fruits, and it's just so, woo, like party in your mouth.
That's incredible. That's awesome. So even people who aren't trained like to kind of taste coffee like yourself, would they be able to taste like these nuances? Are they that loud?
Yeah, 100%.
Awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, depends on people too. So there's 50% of all of us that are normal tasters.
Okay.
In sense, like, how much can you taste of sweet, bitter, sour, acidic, umami, like, is it really pronounced for you? Or is it kind of low? All of us are, 50% are normal tasters, and we can train the ability to taste better and kind of recall those flavor notes. And that's what we do every day. We're like, okay, you know, when you taste something and you have this feeling, oh, I've tasted it before, but our job is to be like, yep, this is a plum, this is an apple, this is, yeah.
Wow.
So it takes time.
That's wild.
Yeah. But then there are super tasters, 25% of the world, apparently.
Are you one?
So, no, I don't think so. I think I'm pretty average.
How do people even like measure that? Like, what percentage of people are a super taster?
Yeah, good question. It's something that I've learned has been passed on to me. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen the data. But these super tasters basically can really taste things hardcore. So, for example, they really hate bitter. Like, you can't stand bitter.
Okay.
Like a Negroni or a broccoli or something that's bitter is unbearable. And, like, in that category is also coffee a lot of times.
Oh,
but
fascinating.
So it's interesting. And when you're not, if you're a super taster and you're not really in the coffee world, you think you really don't like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, really good coffee, you know, the bitterness is not that high.
Yeah, okay. you've never had good coffee, I guess.
Yeah.
Ah, fascinating. So if we're talking about the general process for the journey of a coffee bean, it sort of starts on a farm. And then did the green beans get shipped to us and then roasted, or how does that work?
Yeah, basically. So to put it really short.
Yeah.
So as I said, every country has different protocols, right? So mm-hmm. in Ethiopia, it's kind of wild, and you have, you know, like if you had a little garden, you had some coffee trees in the garden, you mm-hmm. would pick the beans or the cherries, sorry, and then you bring them to a washing station. And mm. it's kind of like a communal place where you bring your cherries, weigh them, get like a ticket that you're going to be like compensated for later mm-hmm. on. And then the cherries get processed. I'll explain the process part later.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have countries like Brazil, which is really kind of just like what they use is huge machineries.
Mm-hmm. Like all established farms, right.
Yeah, and they even have, so they basically would do mechanical harvesting with like these huge trucks going through the rows of coffee and sucking in the coffee plants.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Like basically pruning them at the same time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then just spitting out what it doesn't need. Mm. But later on, the sorting is also really interesting because they have machines that they have like these laser beams that will shoot out the wrong color.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, that's high tech.
So,
that's,
you know, cool. If it's like mechanically harvested, it doesn't mean that it's, you know, gonna be awful quality.
Right.
Okay.
That's not gonna be the Terminator. Oh, my.
The Terminator of coffee.
The Terminator of coffee.
The Terminator.
That's awesome.
I will be back. Oh, that's so cool. So, like, in places potentially where it's less communal, it's a bit more commercial?
I think it's from, like, the beginnings of times, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, all these countries got colonized where coffee is grown.
Mm-hmm.
And and so the beans were brought over by colonizers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Spanish colonized South America or Latin America, and also the Portuguese, Brazil. And then it kind of just kind of, you know, and Ethiopia, it just grew there.
Mm.
Like that, it comes from there. So it makes sense that it's in people's backyards.
Yeah. Mm.
And then in Colombia, you have massive mountains. And the slopes are so intense, like you need, you know, those shoes with the ice pick shoes for mountains.
Yeah.
I reckon they would do good there. Yeah.
Wow.
So, so the the cherries are collected in Colombia. You can't do machinery, right?
Because you've gotta do hand.
Of the mountains, exactly.
Yeah.
You've got to do it by hand, and a really good coffee picker. Guess how many kilos of cherry, like wet coffee.
Oh,
how many kilos can they pick?
What, in a day?
In a day.
In a day. Oh, I'm going to say something like...
10 kilos.
10 kilos, okay.
Yeah, I reckon.
That's still 10? Quite a lot.
15?
120.
What?
Oh,
it's
my
a
gosh.
Massive sack.
Oh, my God.
And they carry it on their back. It's insane.
120 kilos. Like, oh, my God.
On a mountain.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. They must be so fit.
Do they get paid well?
So, I think it's like... $7 on average a day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
But it depends where you are as well. And
right.
it depends what kind of quality you're picking.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends. There are also really cool pickers, coffee picker programs and things like that. But yeah, it's it depends. Also, the coffee prices are really spiking at the minute. So
mm-hmm.
also pickers get compensated better.
Okay.
And
okay.
recently
That's
when
good.
I was in Colombia, I met a coffee picker, but it was so unique, this interaction, because we just got on a little kind of like a van.
Mm.
It's kind of like a bus, but not really. It's
yeah.
just like a ute, and you sit in mm-hmm. the back, and you have a little cover on top.
Okay.
And this picker was there, and his Spanish was insane. I couldn't understand half. But it was funny, because my friend was next to me, and she is Colombian.
Mm.
And I'm like, cut, I don't understand anything he's saying. And she's like, don't worry, I don't understand anything either. But his stories were crazy, like they were crazy. But
yeah.
anyway, it was incredible to meet him like that, because immediately it was like no barrier of like coffee buyer and the picker, you know, like
yeah.
that would never kind of interact.
Mm.
He was like telling us the stories and this and that. It was really awesome.
Wow.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I do want to talk more about the journey of bean to cup, but there's so much to get into. And I think we should talk about Peru.
Yeah, okay.
Because we've got... a bag of Peruvian beans. And this is a, speaking of the stories of the farms, this is a really cool story. It's like a family owned sort of business.
This is going to fall into the other category of like who can produce coffee, right? Mm-hmm. So often farms will be second, third, fourth, fifth generation owned producers. So their like great grandfather already was growing the coffee on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Same with this family, and it's super special because once they can put a name on the bag, I always fight for this. Mm. I reckon we need to recognize who made your cup of coffee.
Mm.
And if you can see on a bag name of the producer, you know that, you know, the chain is so traceable that it does make it more special, because these producers get compensated way better. And I think now more than ever is a great time for anyone to go to their favorite roastery or a cafe and buy a really good bag of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And support, not only the producers are actually getting pretty well paid now because of the coffee price, but support the roasteries, because it's pretty intense for us at the minute.
So this Peruvian bean, Wilder Garcia it's called, and we've got a bag of it as our giveaway this week. Tell us what it tastes like.
So when I taste it, it's like a plum pear compote.
Yum.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, it has like these very soft fruit notes, mm-hmm. stone fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Some chocolatey notes too.
I love a bit of chocolatey coffee.
Yeah.
Chocolatey fruity goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolatey fruity goodness. mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So we have a bag of this. If you're just tuning in, this is how we brew it with 830 Coffee Roasters. We have a bag of Peruvian Wilder Garcia filter coffee beans to give away at the end of this week. So if you'd like to go in the draw, you can enter all week. Text us tukupatui mai rima toru iwarima 5395. You need to say your name, your B card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. And mm-hmm. you can go in the draw. Yay. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Agnes.
Thank you.
So much. It's
every
so cool
time.
To feel more connected to where your coffee is coming from, which I guess is the whole kaupapa with the Garcia family as well. As part of This Is How We Brew It, we play songs from the same country as our coffee beans. So this week, this has been my hack, actually. I've been listening to a lot of Mr. Bongo compilations, as I said earlier in the show, and I found out that on their website you can search their records by country. So I was having a little flick through some beautiful Peruvian music, and I was really enjoying the sounds of Susana Baca, who I think is quite influential in sort of Afro-Peruvian music. She grew up in Chorrillos, which is like a coastal town outside of Lima. And I've been listening to her 1997 album. It's just titled Susana Baca. And this track is Negra Presentosa. I'm going to get better at my Spanish pronunciation all the time, every
week.
It's
pretty good, actually.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Agnes. So we're going to listen to that now. That was This Is How We Brew It. Thank you, 830 Coffee. Thank you, Agnes.
Thank you. So lovely to be here. Thank you so much.
We'll catch up with you next week.
Algo de mí se ha perdido en y mi casa será el calor que no abraza, no es de gozo, no es de ira, como tampoco es mentira que algo de ti se ha escondido entre tu calle y mi alma. Música. esperanza de un cariño adormecido. Yo sabré reír, yo sabré llorar, yo sabré entregarte mi cariño.
Negra,
negra que te quiero,
cosa,
negra presuntuosa,
mira,
que me estoy muriendo,
dame,
vida de tu boca,
bota,
que me está pisando los talones de la libertad.
Negra,
negra que te quiero,
cosa,
negra presuntuosa,
mira,
que me estoy muriendo,
dame
de tu boca,
bota,
que me está pisando los talones de la libertad. Será tal vez la esperanza de un cariño adormecido. Yo sabré reír, yo sabré llorar, yo sabré entregarte mi cariño.
Negra,
negra que te quiero,
cosa,
negra presuntuosa,
mira,
que me estoy muriendo,
dame
vida de tu
bota,
que me está pisando los talones de la libertad.
Negra,
negra que te quiero,
cosa,
negra presuntuosa,
mira,
que me estoy muriendo,
dame
vida de tu boca,
bota.
That was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.